This is the Wonder Life Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Ritter. Each week, I interview game changers, thought leaders, and functional health and wellness experts to inspire us to light up our lives so we can go out and light up this world. You may follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wonder Health, and that is Wonder with a U. This week on the Wonder Life Podcast, I interviewed Adria Lake. She is a dynamic and beautiful spirit, a brilliant woman who has come up with this concept that we are resilient. And the good news is we don't have to do much except for just remember that we are and put ourselves into uncomfortable situations so that we may adapt to whatever life brings. I hope you enjoyed this really fun and very interesting experience. Please enjoy the show. So I'm really excited to have you here today. Thank you so much for being with me.
I'm excited to be here.
So I met Adria over tea, and she blew me away with her brilliance and just your approach to life being resilient, that we are resilient. We live in a world of resilience, and that is something that is within us, and it's also within the buildings that house us.
Well, it's wired. I think that's the word that I like to use. It's wired, hardwired within us, right? I mean, it's not something that you need to acquire. We evolved to be resilient. I think if we weren't resilient, we wouldn't be here. So you know, I mean, that's millions of years of evolution got us here because we are resilient. So I think having that knowledge that we are resilient is something that's empowering. Knowing that we are resilient is a mindset. It's something that I like to remind myself every day, you know, rather than I think sometimes we tend to treat ourselves as if we're fragile, right? I mean, we like to be coddled. And who doesn't, you know, who wouldn't want to be comfortable? And I think that's what we aspire to. We want to create a comfortable environment for ourselves. But what if we also understand that all this comfort may not be so great for us? Because I think we're wired to adapt to different things, to different environments. And the more we expose ourselves to different environments, the more resilient we become and the more powerful we become, you know, we are.
I love that. My husband says that. He says that everyone is seeking their own level of comfort and, you know, doesn't necessarily, I think he's on the side with you that we need to be able to adapt and not always try to, like, necessarily in the world we live in, buy things to make ourselves feel better or.
Well, yeah, exactly. But it's so ingrained that we think we can, I mean, we already know that we can buy happiness, but we keep trying, right?
Right. Amazon's really making it very easy. Right.
So that's one thing. The other thing is also when you you're stuck in this mindset that you have the right to happiness and you seek for this place where you can find happiness. Well, I think the happiest moments in your lives is when you actually achieve something, when you work for something,
yes,
when you earn something. That's when you feel happiness, right?
Yes.
And I think being resilient is part of that. I mean, realizing that you are resilient, you find joy in that. And I think that type of joy is something that's more meaningful, right? So I think this whole concept and mindset of a resilient mindset affects everything that you do. You know, the way you think, first of all, the way you live, the way you you interact with other people. And most importantly for me is it's a thriving mindset, right? Saying to yourself that I am here to thrive. It's not a threatened mindset. And I think too many of us are thinking that we're threatened. You know?
We are. Why is that? Well, why do we think that?
Because we are obsessed for some reason with safety. I think we're told.
That's programming.
Yeah, it's programming again. And I think, to be honest with you, having lived such comfortable life make us think that we deserve to. I mean, we need safety. You know, we have to surround ourselves with.
Got to protect our step, protect
exactly.
Our bodies,
exactly.
Protect, yeah.
Yeah, and that we should be protecting ourselves, right? And, I mean, coming from a wellness industry, that's the whole message of wellness, is that you need to protect yourself from all these different things that's attacking you, whether it's your food, whether it's, you know, there's so many things that you need to watch out for, right? And those are the language that we use. We need to retreat, we need to escape, we need to repair. I mean, these are all very defensive way of looking at life.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't blame anyone for thinking that way. You see, and that's what I want to sort of change, sort of that mindset again. You know, we're not threatened.
Why do you think? Do you think it's marketing, like from the wellness industry? Because it's wellness, for God's sake. Like, it, we're here to help people.
Well, first of all, you can't really sell resilience because you already have it. So it is a business, right? But I think I always blame the consumer. It's not the marketing. It's us. We also want the magic pill.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be told that if you do this, then you will be well, right?
Yes.
We want that secret ingredient,
yes,
secret whatever it is, formula. Well, there isn't one. And
what? Wait a minute. I thought all those vitamins I ordered today were going to take care of this situation.
Well, that's, again, I mean, yes, vitamins are great, but I'd like to make sure that I get what I need from what I eat.
Yes.
You know, and because you're eating, when you're eating something, you get so much more as well. I mean, vitamins will give you certain things, but if you eat food, yes, you get that vitamin, but you also get probably 200 different things from that, from the same food.
Yes.
So I'd like to just look at it from sort of a holistic point of view. So, and these are the type of things that you hear all the time, that you need to think of, you need to look at everything from a holistic point of view, but what exactly does that mean?
Right.
Right. For me, holistic means that you are a part of everything, and that seems like a cliche, but how I see it is that, again, in the environment that you live in sends you signals. I mean, we are, you know, our bodies are, we receive signals from everything, right? So if you live in an environment that is structured to be comfortable, then that's the message you're sending your body. You know, you become stressed if you're less uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, I would prefer to be able to, I want to be able to adapt to any type of environment.
Yes. So what does resilience mean for like those who might not know? It's like, I think I know in my head, I probably couldn't.
Right.
Say.
Well, the funny thing about resilience is I think the first thing that comes to mind is something that is extraordinary. You know, I mean, someone who has probably, who's been through some type of tragedy or disaster. Or who's,
right.
You know, who's coped with incredible things. I mean, that person we see as resilient.
Like Holocaust survivors.
Right, yeah.
That's resilience.
But actually, resilient is very common. Resilient is, like I said, why we're still here.
It's happening all the time.
It's happening
right now as we're speaking.
Basically, my definition of resilience is your ability to adapt. And you can look at, you know, without even doing anything, your body is constantly adapting.
Yes.
Right? So what is it adapting to is a question.
Right? Right.
Is it adapting to comfort? Is it adapting to being threatened and, you know, wanting to be safe? That's one side.
Right.
Or adapting to whatever comes at you.
What does our mindset have to do with our ability to be resilient?
Well, again, I mean, mindset is everything because everything starts in the mind, right? If you
right.
think that you are fragile, if you think that you are threatened, then you will act as if you're fragile and threatened.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think that, no, I am not fragile, I am... I've been reading a book called Anti-Fragile. I don't know if you've heard
of
it.
No.
But that's another way of, that's another, I think, what's his name? I can't remember at this point, but if you look it up, Anti-Fragile. It is the opposite of fragile, but it's another definition of resilient.
Yes.
Right? So, yeah, and you know this because your muscles, for instance, become stronger if you expose it to stress, right?
Yes.
That's why you work out.
Right.
You know, everything else within our body, our immune system will become stronger if you expose it to different things, right? But
right.
if you protect yourself, actually you become, I think this is why you see a lot more allergies, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we become very sensitive to things the more we protect ourselves.
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, it's all common sense. So resilient to me is just the ability to adapt. And I want to realize that I have that in me, and I want to prove to myself that I am, you know, I am able to adapt. to things that I may not think that I could adapt to.
How did you even get to this conversation with yourself about resilience?
Well, I think being in the wellness industry for 20 years and then being diagnosed with the pre-onset of MS, I was at a stage where I couldn't even get up in the morning. I was very, very sick. And I kept asking myself, what have I done wrong? I mean, I have done everything.
Don't we ask ourselves that? I've done feel like I've done everything right.
Absolutely.
And what have I done wrong?
Well, that's it. You know, and I realized that I was buying into this whole concept of I need to protect myself.
Mm.
You know, and that not only does that cause more stress because I mean, how many different threats can you protect yourself from?
Right,
right. I mean,
right.
It's limitless. There's,
right.
So it is a stress just to be well. And I felt that, and I saw that. I saw that in my clients. I saw that in just this whole rat race again to become well.
Yes.
And I was like, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this whole message. You know,
yes.
Why is becoming well making me stress out? You know.
Right.
So that's there's something is not right with that. But also, I mean, if you look at the just the statistic on lifestyle diseases, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything from type 2 diabetes to obesity to anything that is lifestyle related that is actually preventable, it's actually on the rise.
Yeah.
So, in 2010, I gave this keynote speech at a wellness summit, and I just threw the question out there, if wellness is about prevention, what have we actually prevented?
Isn't that amazing?
So that just sort of looks like, well, that's an honest question, right? Have we actually prevented anything?
Right.
On a global scale, right? I mean, if you look at a very small segment of the population, yes, they have benefited from the message of wellness, right? Taking care of yourself, of all that. Of course, there's benefit to that. But on a global scale, and I've traveled throughout the world, and I look at what's happening, and the more these countries are adapting to the wellness standards, the sicker they become.
Because
they can't attain wellness. It's something that's it's actually unattainable for most people in the world. You know, I mean, you cannot say that you can only be healthy if you eat certain things. I mean, for most people, they're lucky if they could put food in.
Right.
So
yeah, wellness is like, can I pay my light bill and get this rice on the stove? Right.
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 And most people give up because they say, well, maybe I don't care about wellness because I can't afford it. And I think that's not right either.
No.
Or it becomes something aspirational, right? So I'll do little bits and pieces here. I'll follow that. I'll follow this, but it's not really making an impact. So I just think that wellness should be something that is real, that's relevant, that's practical, that you can use on a daily basis.
Yes.
And feel that it should come from within, from inside.
So how do you help? So you travel around the world and you help to build resilient spaces and resilient programs mm-hmm. within those spaces. Because those folks that you're working with mm-hmm. are direct to the people, the consumer, to mm-hmm. help those folks have a wonderful wellness experience.
Right.
So how are you, I mean, you're really transforming mm-hmm. how your clients are right. looking at what wellness really is and exchanging some of the fear-based stuff mm-hmm. with, we are resilient, let's mm-hmm. support that. How are you mm-hmm. doing that?
To be honest with you, it's an uphill battle because
I bet it is.
Because first of all, my core clients are mostly, you know, these hotels and of course resorts. I mean, they're used to, I mean, their business is in pampering and catering and hospitality, and I understand that, right? They want to make you comfortable. So
right.
For me to say, well, you know what, let's challenge that a bit. Let's create resilient spaces. And so let's get your guests to be a little bit more uncomfortable rather than comfortable. It's not intuitive.
Right.
So what I'm trying to do is work with them one step, you know, little steps at a time. So instead of creating spaces like this within the wellness space, I actually put wellness, I came up with this concept of wellness without walls.
Oh. Right?
So I also believe that you don't necessarily have to go to one particular place to be well.
Yes.
You should be able to enjoy, and you should be able to be well anywhere, right?
Yes.
So I start bringing in resilient sort of spaces into their lobbies, into their public spaces, into the guest rooms, which I think is actually more relevant, because if you stay in a hotel, you spend most of your time in your room, right?
Right.
In fact, a lot of my clients are seeing a drop in the spa visits and the wellness. You know, I mean, of course, people probably they work out in the gym, but the spa visits, I mean, the capture rate's about 3%.
Right. Well, and it's also, even at those high-level hotels, they're very expensive services.
It's very expensive. There are competitions, right?
Right.
You can go outside of the hotels and get a massage. This is as good, maybe not in a luxurious environment, but for much less.
Yes.
And also priorities. I think most people think they don't necessarily see spa as the only way to relax.
Right.
I think, you know, there's so many other ways to relax or to just enjoy yourself. So
yes.
Competition. And so, again, I mean, we're starting to introduce that concept in different places throughout the hotels. But what I'm excited about is working with corporate clients and bringing resilient-based wellness into the overall design of an office space.
I love that. What does it mean? Like, what's resilient design?
Basically, it's exposure. How can we expose you to different conditions, right? So instead of giving you this constant temperature or constant whatever it is, you know, we try to mix it up a little bit, right? So we look at everything from walls, from floors, how we construct the building, and how do we make sure that we actually bring in the inside, the outside more in the inside.
Oh, I love that.
But also bringing down the temperature, you know, instead of 70 degrees, why not put it at 55 degrees at certain times of the day? I mean, not necessarily all day long, but different seasons also. I mean, basically, we want to create that natural environment that we, for the first, 10 million, I mean, 10,000 years,
yeah.
we're exposed to, right?
Right.
It's just in the last few hundred years that we have this constant environment.
So I do think that's weird. I've thought about that, like how people stay inside all the time and then they're in a controlled temperature, like, I mean, I thank God for heat because the winter is cold, but even like in the summer and the whole air conditioning, like we don't have air conditioning in this old house and it gets hot up in here, but there's like, I love that heat. Now my husband would like to die about it, but I think that there's so much power to that.
Again, that's adaptation. You know, you have adapted to a certain temperature and your body will crave that. Your body will ask for that.
It's yes.
Like, okay, hold on a second. You know, I'm not in a comfortable environment, and how do I become environment?
It's like a wake up.
It is, right? So even when you're outside, when it's cold outside, what do? You wear a coat. You try to keep yourself warm.
Yes.
So why is that? I mean, do we need to stay warm all the time? I mean, that's a question that we need to actually ask. What happens if you take off your coat? What if you walk with a t-shirt in a cold weather? Will you get sick? Not really. I mean, you will actually become more resilient.
Yeah, so. That is a funny thing. Like people, like, you know, my granny used to be like, you need to put a coat on, you're going to get sick. And it's like, you don't get sick from doing that.
No.
Well, get sick from germs, probably.
Exactly. Virus, right? So, and even if you're exposed to virus, if your immune system is, you know, is more resilient, then you wouldn't get sick as easily. So again, it all goes back to how do we build up our resilience?
But
like everything else, you need to exercise it. You need to use it. You don't use it, you lose it, right?
Yes.
It's the same thing. I mean, everything, you just have to treat resilience as you treat everything else that you know works in life, right?
I love this. So what are a couple steps that people listening could take? I mean, because it really, truly was so powerful when I sat down and you unloaded this whole notion of, you know, the fact that our bodies are designed to be resilient. They heal themselves. This is a machine that, you know, even our medical world does not fully understand, and we're continuing to evolve. Right. And as our energy continues to evolve, God only knows what's going on in there. And so it's this constant changing piece. Like, you really enlightened me and it made me go, you know, I know that on my whatever journey I'm on, mind, body, and soul, like I am resilient. And so there's power. in the fact that you couldn't get your body out of bed, because you might not be here today or doing the work that you're doing to change this planet and this and these thought processes around our ability to be resilient.
Absolutely. And I think that was my body also giving me a message, right? I mean, it's telling me that, well, whatever you're doing is not working for me.
Right.
And if I didn't listen to that, I mean, I would have just gone down the, you know, the spiral.
Were you like highly stressed or what, yeah, what created that?
Sure. I mean, I was.
Who isn't, right?
Exactly. Right. I mean, this is the thing. Stress is not something necessarily that you need to avoid. You can't avoid stress. And the more you want to avoid stress, the more stressed you become, right?
Yes.
So, yes, I was, I mean, I had a very stressful job. I was traveling 300 days a week. I mean, a year. Right? So
it probably felt like 300 days a week.
Exactly. It felt like that. So, and then I was just pushing myself physically as well, because I've always been very athletic. I would climb mountains. I would just push myself to the limit in every possible ways you can think of, right? So, but at the same time, I thought that was healthy, you know. I mean, I was doing the right things, you know. I was eating right. I was eating my, you know, my breakfast. I mean, whatever you hear out there, I was trying to follow the latest, the
right,
best.
Right.
So my body was sending me a message, you know. It's telling me that nope, this is not what I need, and I had to listen to that, because otherwise I wouldn't even be able to use my body anymore. And that whole concept is woke me up, because I've always been able to depend on my body.
Yes.
And I said, wait a minute, why is my body failing me?
Mm.
You know? And that question, I think, sparked this.
Were you freaked out?
I was, completely. I mean, the whole idea of not being able to have control over my functions.
Yes.
You know, that's what MS is, right?
Yes.
And so I was, you know, I wasn't ready to just give in and say, okay, I'll just get used to this. I don't want to get used to it.
No. Right? I had an aunt who got used to it, and that's what took her out. And it's like, you don't have to get used to it. And we are resilient. So if you have that in your mind.
Yeah. And that's it. I mean, you really do need to switch that, flip that switch in your mind. And that's the best thing about that is you can do it. You don't have to go through years of training or therapy or whatever to do it. You can do it tomorrow. You can do it right now. You can say to yourself, no, I'm not fragile. I'm resilient. Now, what do I need to do to prove that to myself? Because it's there, right?
Right.
Because you need to test it. Because if you don't test it, then you don't know it.
Right.
Right. So just do something that is uncomfortable. I mean, it seems like a cliche, but take yourself out of your comfort zone, whatever that is.
It's so good for us.
And do it on a daily basis. You know, if you say, okay, it's not even a fear. It's just something that is uncomfortable to you. You know, if being in the cold is uncomfortable, try it.
Right.
Right? If being, whatever it is. So I don't want to define it, because it's not the same for everybody.
Right. I love that though.
And it's the same thing with, I mean, I'm just using heat and cold, but it's the same thing with heat. Some people they love the cold, but they hate the heat. Hey, expose yourself to extreme heat and see how your body deals with it.
Yeah.
And once you do that, you will notice the changes in your body. It's systematic. It's very primal in a way.
Yes.
You notice it right away. You feel different, right? And you feel stronger, because you know you're able to adapt. And
yes.
That is such a powerful message.
Because
I think there's just so many other, I mean, the messages that we're hearing right now I don't know if you've read the book called The Coddling of the American Mind.
I have not, but that sounds like a good one.
Well, what's happening in colleges and all that, and how ideas are now seen as dangerous, right? So how could I?
How is that possible? Like, I thought we'd evolved beyond that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we've come so far.
Yes.
To protecting ourselves, that we now have to protect ourselves from ideas, right? So,
Lord have mercy. No.
Good.
But I love that someone is paying attention to that.
Well, even trigger warnings, right? Everything has trigger warning now. You know, so I understand that we need to make sure that our children are safe. That's fine, right?
Right.
But the only way that they will become, you know, they will understand, they will be able to go out there and be safe, is if they know, you know, they will be able to handle whatever
And that is, I mean, that is a whole different podcast to talk about kids being resilient, because they are so resilient. And you know, I think I read this book when my kids were little. There was an expat, I think she was English, living in France, and she was an American married to an English guy. They were living in France. And she wrote this book called Bringing Up Bebe.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Such a good book. Yes. Hilarious. And I don't read parenting books. Like, I snore at a parenting book. But this was hilarious because it was like, we are, talk about the coddling and this helicopter. There, she was talking about in the 80s how we were the most, like, medicated and counseled group of people because our parents, you know, they came from the baby boomer generation, and they wanted to make sure that we didn't have to have an uncomfortable feeling, an uncomfortable thought. Right. And so now we as parents, like, we either are doing that, or like my husband and I are like, no, you guys are good. Like, you have got to, you've got to work it out. Like, you're not going to feel good every moment. You're not going to like someone every moment. And they need to know that they can be resilient. Right. And we're breeding this whole brilliant, enlightened group of people. And they have more at their fingertips, however, don't necessarily know how to be resilient, because some of us are still like,
well, part of it is because we have so much. I mean, and everything is so available, and technology is also, you know, allowing us to do things that we weren't able to do years ago, right? So, but what are we using? So I don't want to say that technology is bad or anything is bad.
No, it's cool.
It's how you use it, right? We can also use technology. I mean, this is what we're introducing also in our resilient-based programs, because we use technology to create these type of environments.
Yes.
Right? So, again, I mean, it's not about fearing anything. It's not about labeling anything. It's all about, okay, let me expose myself to whatever it is that I don't
feel. I love that.
So, have that, if you just have that attitude, then you suddenly become more curious, you become more open, you just become more joyful.
Yeah.
I think, and I think your energy is channeled towards something that is much more expansive.
Yes.
Right? So not expensive, but expansive.
Amen. I love this. This is really, really cool. And we're going to have a good time just seeing what you do and how you're shifting this consciousness just with people and companies and, you know, across the world. I love it.
That's what keeps me excited. You know, knowing that I do have a message but it's such a common sense, right?
Yes.
So intuitive. And that's what I love about it. Once you get it, you will never forget it.
Yes.
You know, you just, it clicks. It's just, it is like flipping a switch.
Well, what you told me, because we were having this conversation when we first met about this very topic, and you said, I said something about like, well, you know, we just need to listen to our body. And you said, well, most people don't even know what that, how to do that.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I think it is, it's easier said than done.
Right.
Because most of us are so disconnected from our bodies. Most of us think that our bodies are disappointing. We fear it. We reject it. I mean, there's just such a disconnect between us and our bodies. Or we're told that we need to repair it, that there is something wrong with it.
Yes.
You know, so there is that barrier between us and the body. So for anyone to just say, listen to your body, and say, well, I haven't heard my body in years, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is it telling me? You don't even know. So, it's I think it's more basic than that, and more primal than that.
Yes.
You know, it's not just listening in an esoteric type of way, but it's connecting to it, you know, it's accepting it, but accepting how incredible it is.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes people say, well, I accept my body. I love me for what I am. But it seems more like a statement of surrender.
Right,
like,
right.
Well, I can't do anything about it, so I might as well accept it. But when I say accept your body, accept the beauty and the wonder of it.
It's magical.
I am in awe of my body.
Yes.
You know, and to wake up every morning and say, wow, you know, I'm living in this incredible thing that I call my body. How, you know, I want to explore it. I want to, you know, so there is that's the kind of relationship that I want to have with my body.
It's so good. It's like, it's really inspiring mm-hmm. and it's enlivening to mm-hmm. be able to approach it on that level of waking up and being so grateful right. to be here and mm-hmm. to experience the magic mm-hmm. and not just worry about our to-do list for the day.
Your to-do list actually does itself almost once you're in that mindset, because you are in such a, you know, that thriving mindset where
yes.
you have a can-do attitude and you don't think of to-do list anymore. You just do it. You stop listing things.
Everyone listen to this woman. I am doing that today. Right. Truly, I do believe people come at the exact perfect time. Mm-hmm. I was feeling slightly or moderately overwhelmed
right.
yesterday. And I was like, you know, just so excited you were coming to talk mm-hmm. because I was like, here's the deal. This is just a reminder. You know, and just even thinking about being resilient, I'm like, this is all good.
Right.
And it really is all about how you experience it, like how you think about it.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for being here with me.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. If people are interested in the amazing work you're doing, where can they find you?
Well, they can find me on my website, awlakedesign.com. I also have another website, awlakewellness.com, or they can contact you.
I love it. Well, thank you. Thank you. It has truly been my pleasure.
Right. Mine too.